Now on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have someone who's been on several times before from Dig the Dunes, Eve Wersbicki, and she has a couple of announcements coming up, especially about the 2021, yes, that's coming up, folks, Dig the Dunes calendar with all local photographers and also how the trail spot would. Eve, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, nice to be here.
Aloha, Eve.
So tell us about what's going on with the calendar. We, no matter how bad 2020 was, you are forging ahead with 2021 calendar.
We are. I think everybody's ready to move on and get to 2021. So we are super excited about this year's calendar. This is our fifth year of doing the calendar, the Dig the Dunes calendar, and it's a photo contest. We have hundreds of photos that come in, and then we go through at least three rounds of judging to pick our winners. Each of the contestants, every photographer lets us know what months they'd like their photos submitted. So we go through it month by month, and then we pick our winning photographers. And so those have just been chosen, and we're getting ready to do, we did announce the names of the photographers, and the calendar release will be the first week in December.
Okay. And what's the criteria for picking the photos?
The criteria, well, it has to be nature. It has to be in the dunes. We don't want selfies. We don't want, a bunch of people in the pictures, and really just anything in the dunes area. It doesn't have to be in the state park or the national park, but it just needs to be around the dunes area.
And how do you define the dunes area?
Pretty much if it's got dunes, beach, if it's one of the small towns in the area, that would work. Anything Lake Michigan, any of the lighthouses. Nature being a deer has won in the past. So we kind of take a look at it and just sort of decide among ourselves. We have four judges, and all the photographers are chosen blindly. So we do not know who the photographers are until the very end.
Did you see a bunch of new names this year?
It's actually funny. We saw a lot of the same names too, and especially with some of the winners. And it's funny because without even knowing who we are picking, we did get several repeats. But we always have new ones in, and it's always exciting to see all the different people. And it's just really nice to see how many submissions we get.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I know January's calendar of the month is Larry Breckner's. Can you tell us the rest of
that? Yes, and that was funny because yes, and then he was right away January. So it's really fun when the names are revealed to me and I get to see who everybody is.
Can you lead?
Yeah, tell us about some of the others.
So we have our cover. We always choose for the cover. Larry, maybe you'll be the cover next year.
Okay.
It's someone who has been a previous winner, and someone who is a part of either Dig the Dunes or Save the Dunes. And this year we chose Susan Kurt. She's actually had, I believe she's had photos in three of the calendars, and she's on the board of Save the Dunes. And we always give 10% back to Save the Dunes from our proceeds. Beautiful. So she's the cover. And we thought that was a good one. It's a monarch caterpillar, which we thought the caterpillar butterfly was a good thing to have for 2020 to 2021. Larry is January. Jamie Hogan, who was a winner in the past, is February. Steve Bensney is March, and he, I believe, was a winner one year.
Yes.
Karen Fexco is April. Cindy Conley is May. Peggy Carter is June. Jan Parr, July, Chad Howell for August, Scott Hale for September, Michael Sandoval for October, Alexis Dines for November, and Terry Fairchild for December.
Beautiful. So you said that they choose which month they want to be acknowledged for. Do you do that also with the sponsors? Because every month has its own sponsor as well.
Yeah, sponsors can choose if they'd like to. Some of them just tell me to fill them in an empty month. We started the sponsors last year, and pretty much almost all of them returned this year. We started it 3 years ago, or this is the third time for sponsors, but they repeat. They get the first chance to come back.
We have just about a minute left. Tell us where we can get the calendar and briefly tell us how the trail stop went this past summer and how successful that was.
So you can get the calendar at Trail Stop. We're going to be open December 12th and 13th from 1 to 5. And that's right at Portage Lakefront and Riverwalk. And you can also get the calendar at Over Yonder, which is on Highway 12. And you can get it. And this is all starting the first week in December. You can also get it online at digthedunes.com. And Trail Stop went really well. And we're really excited to have a COVID-free summer, hopefully, next summer. The nice thing is that it's all outside. We do have an inside area, which will be open the weekend of the 12th and 13th. But we're going to keep it very socially distanced, and masks will need to be worn. We're looking forward to next season. Now that we've kind of got it going and know what we're doing, and it seems like everybody had a great time. We had music, we had a couple different events, and lots of good stuff.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Eve Rosbicki of Dig the Dunes about the Dig the Dunes calendar. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.